You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Song soup, watch a Sex in the City as he attempts to recoup from a tumbling house.
What a tune, honestly. That is Darts, Dominion Road, Dumpling House. On the line, we've got Dans. Kia ora, Dans. How are you?
Morena, I'm great, thank you.
That is very good to hear. This is super exciting to see you heading off on a tour of the Motu. Seven dates, seven shows. It's going to be a big one, including the Tuning Fork here in Tāmaki, which is all ages. And we do love to see that because you've played some spectacular all ages shows in the past. Is it a different feeling playing to that type of a crowd?
I just think that it's massively important, I think.
Yeah.
Giving like shows to all ages is important because I think just fostering a generation of music lovers is important. And I just don't think there's enough. I really just don't think there's enough all ages shows. So on this tour, we've got three. We're making
awesome.
It like a genuine effort to get the kids out to come and like see what's all about. And also we've got two bands on this the Tuning Fork show who are also just like teenagers as well, so it gives them the opportunity to kind of play to a bigger audience and just like get their like, you know, get into it.
Yeah, hard out. I think that's so important, and it's also really nice. It brings a different sort of vibe into the space, and everyone is so ready to have a good time at an all ages show. They're just like the best fun, I reckon. So it's going to be a huge one. You're also celebrating, the Hoons tour is going to be celebrating a new song and a kind of new era for Darts. What have you guys been working on? Because I know you've been squirreling away, writing and recording a bit of new music.
Yeah, it's this second half of the year is going to be insanely busy for us. So yeah, we're releasing Hoons at the end of July. I'm really excited to see what people think of that song. It's a it's a bit of a different direction just for this song. It's a kind
is
of
a ballad?
Skater. It's a kind of it's a song about how I can't do any tricks on my skateboard, but also like a dedication to like the importance of friendship and getting outside and getting fresh air. And it's just it's like a skate punk song.
That sounds deeply wholesome.
Just try new things.
You guys have been popped up to Tāmaki a wee while ago, I believe, to do a bit of recording at the Mighty Roundhead Studios. How was that for you?
That was incredible. Thanks again to the Student Radio Network for that opportunity.
You're welcome.
we made the most out of that weekend, and I think in September we'll be announcing what came out of that weekend. Something very, very exciting that it's very hard. I have to bite my tongue, otherwise I'm going to get in trouble with Clark. But it's gonna be a great end to the 2022 for darts and darts fans. Let me just say that.
So for people who are wondering why it's all thanks to the Student Radio Network, that was because last year for the inaugural Student Radio Network Awards, you guys took out the favourite group, which did have a nice prize attached to it, which allowed you to go do a bit of recording. What's the sort of vibe been for you guys this year? Because it feels like you've really been on a bit of a triumphant streak since you've, you know, been able to play shows again, since you've been able to get out and do a bit of recording. What's the energy in the band like at the moment?
It really is just like, what is the next stage and how do we grow as a band? What do we want to accomplish? And I think like all ages shows fall into that. I think it's just growing the fan base beyond just like older people. And we've written whole albums worth of new songs that we're taking out on the road, which I think just puts a fire back under us, because we're really, really excited about these songs, and I'm really excited to kind of see what the darts fans think and kind of get their like input on whether they're good or not.
Hard out. I want to hear a bit more about these bands that are playing with you at the Tuning Fork. We know Deb 5000 well here at BFM. They are the premier IBS rat band of Auckland, I think it's fair to say. Also big Keanu Reeves stands, which we also love to see, but who are the other groups that you've got performing with you?
Yeah, so the other two are the kind of younger bands. Cold Sweats is one we've played with before. They're just a bunch of like angry little dudes, and they just got that kind of darts punk energy with a hint of trumpet sometimes. So I'm really excited to play with them. And then there's the Debs, the Dawns, who I found because eight, 10 years ago when I was in high school, I was a part of Play It Strange, the kind of songwriting schools competition. And so I still keep up with some of the artists that come through that. And the Dawns are one of them. And I was just blown away by their kind of out-rock, kind of cool, all-girl, indie alternative rock. And I was like, 7 o'clock, I was like, we're going to get these guys on, man. I want to see this live. And so they were, they jumped on board. So we got a great, I'm really excited for all three bands, especially and Deb 5000, because they're mates of ours and they've got that great garage punk supergroup kind of vibe to them, and I can't wait to see all of them live, and I hope everyone else comes and sees them all live as well.
For
and
sure.
Darts if you want to.
Yeah, and you guys as well. You're on there too. Hey, Dans, thanks for chatting with us this morning. We do look forward to seeing you playing at the Tuning Fork later in the year. It's going to be a fantastic night. I reckon people should not muck around on getting tickets to this because I think it'll probably sell pretty fast. But we're going to listen to Toyota Corolla now. Have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you soon.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.
I'm so hit the beers. Oh, that's a favourite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.